The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291. Hey.
All right, man, let me get everything plugged in here, man. Great morning. Welcome to The Grind, ladies and gentlemen. Another great day, man. It's Thursday morning. Thursday morning, guys. That's a day before the weekend. But yeah, so if you live in the good life, if you live in the free life, man, every day is the weekend, right? So you're not worried about that, man. So, man, I hope everybody's having a great week. I tell you, I really am, but I'm looking forward to a greater weekend. And you know, there's a song that I really want to play for you guys. I woke up with that Havana song on my mind for some odd reason, right? So I want to go ahead and play another song for you guys because there's something else that I want to say, but I got to grab some coffee before I do it because I was up handling another issue here a little while ago, and I want to make sure that that I get what I want to say to you guys. So let me find this song. I'm going to play this song for you guys and come back, man. We're going to have a quick conversation about some things. Since today is Thursday, and it's Throwback Thursday in a lot of people's mind, then, you know, we're gonna play a little bit of throwback music, as I should say. But we're not going to go real far back. We're going to play a little bit of throwback music, but not too far back if I can find it here. If I can find it, y'all bear with me. And then we're going to talk about some stuff this morning. Hold on. Man, this is the realest show ever. Man, you know, when I started this show, I knew that I was going to have some great days. I knew that I was going to have some mediocre days. I knew that I was going to have some good days. But I knew that by far, my good days were going to outweigh my bad days. And there was a song I know that got me and Pam through, you know, a lot of stuff. And it really got us to really take that first step forward in life. So we wouldn't have to worry about, you know, we were afraid to get started or all that. We just decided to punch fear in the face, man. And this dude right here kind of gave us the ability to do that. For those of you that know us, you know that if you go on our YouTube, if you look back far enough, you're going to see a video that we did. And we were talking about losing yourself and stepping out there. And that was the first step for us, man. So y'all listen to this song. I told you it was Throwback Thursday. We're going to throw back from our past a little bit. One of the songs that got us through, man, that we played that gave us some energy, man. So y'all listen to this.
Moment, you own it.
Am I unmuted? I need my microphone. All right. So, man, this is the realest show ever, man, because I'm going to talk to y'all about something this morning, man, and y'all going to appreciate it. You really are. And there's some of you that are going to identify with it, and there are some of you that won't. And that's the beauty of what we do. But for those of you that are on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to see if you want to see me live, go to thegrindradio.com, and you'll be able to see my smiling face live. Let's see if I can get it. See if I can get this stuff here together, because I needed my microphone. And you know, guys, we were up dealing with some other stuff, but guess what? Life definitely goes on, right? Life goes on. And no matter what you do, there's nothing that you can do in life that's gonna stop that. So I said earlier that I knew that my good days were going to by far outweigh my bad days. I knew I may have had some mediocre or average days, but I wasn't really that concerned about that part. I just knew that my good days would outweigh the bad days. So therefore I went for it, right? I didn't worry about it. So there's some people out there right now, and you guys, you know, if you would, let me make sure that this thing is up and pumping. All right. So I'm going to do something right quick. You guys bear with me. Bear with me just a second, because I want you guys to know that you are a part of the history, man, right here. And I want to see some comments on the YouTube channel. So let's do this right quick. Yeah. Bear with me, everybody. And we are going to get popping. Yeah. Okay. All right. So looks like we are up there. Let me click this to get this going. And we can pop this thing off. Boom. Okay. All right. So if you're on Blog Talk Radio, go to thegrindradio.com to see me live. And then throw me a comment in there. Let me know where you're coming from, because we are no longer on Facebook Live. And there's two reasons why we're not on Facebook Live anymore. Because we said that we weren't going to be eventually. We were going to wean ourselves off of that platform. Why? Because I couldn't play any music on that platform. And I was afraid that they would block me on that platform. Well, guess what? They blocked me on that platform the other day. I think, no, I didn't know they blocked me the other day, but they actually, they blocked me. I found that out last night, yesterday evening, that they had blocked me on Facebook. So I can't do a Facebook Live there. All I can do is post up there. Now, some of you know what that feels like. It's happened to me before. But when you play something that they don't like, they block you. And so I said that I was going to get the YouTube channel up and running. The YouTube channel is now up and running. So chime into it, thegrindradio.com, and you'll be able to see me there and comment there on YouTube. If you cannot, okay, if you jump on thegrindradio.com and you can't see me for some reason, or you can't comment, all right, I want to see if somebody can comment through me. I know you can comment, but because I see some comments in there now. But let me know where you're calling in from, because there won't be any more Facebook Live platform as we know it. And I want to make sure that this remains the people show, and you guys have a voice. You can say what it is that you want to say. Okay. So man, I was understanding when I started this show that I was going to have some bad days, and I was welcoming the bad days, but I wanted to make sure that I was in control and of what the bad days would be. I put everything kind of in a bucket, All right. I wanted to know what my bad days would kind of be. So I said, okay, everything in that bucket is, you know, no problem. I can get past that, you know, quickly. And, you know, thank God to date, nothing has been thrown at me that I can't overcome. But guess what? This is the IAO show. We improvise, adapt, and overcome. So there is absolutely nothing that can be thrown at me that I can't overcome, either physically, mentally, or both. Right. So, you know, sometimes in life, man, we get thrown curveballs like that. It's funny. I saw something the other day where somebody was trying to feed their child some baby food, and they didn't want the baby food, but they would tease them and taunt them with pizza. And as they let them bite the pizza first, right, they bit the pizza first. And after they bit the pizza, they were chewing it up, and it was good to them. It was a little baby. It was good to them, right? And then all of a sudden, when they wanted another bite of pizza, they would put the pizza close to their mouth, and as the pizza got close, the baby would open their mouth, and then they would stick a baby food spoon in there. Now, some of you can take that trick. Some of you can use it because it worked. Now, the baby spit some of the food out, you know, but at least she got the food in the baby's mouth, right? But that's how life is sometimes, man. Life is going to throw us curveballs, and when life throws you lemons, they always say make lemonade, but some people are saying, man, it's hard to make lemonade because sometimes I don't have any sugar. I don't have any substitute to make that thing sweet. And that lemonade is so sour, right? But at least you got lemonade in the essence of what it is. But you turn the bad stuff into the good stuff. And we talked about that, right? We talked about being able to take the bad, spin it around, and turn it into something good with the understanding that it's not always going to be something that you love to do or something that you've that's easy, right? Because there are some things that we go through that flat out just knock us down, right? I mean, flat on your back. And some of you can recollect some of those things right now. And I said, I hope you guys got your coffee because, you know, I'm going to take periodic coffee breaks. So those things that have you on your back, you know, as long as you get up, I heard a great man say, if you can look up, you can get up. So if you can get up, then you can keep going. You just learned that lesson, right? But, you know, the life that you have right now, guys, is just a physical body that you're in. And I want you guys to understand what I'm saying, because I put up a post the other day as well. It said, your life doesn't die. Your life doesn't end. You don't die until when your physical body leaves here. You die when you fail to achieve your purpose or fail to or lose your purpose in life. That's when you die. And a lot of us don't quite understand what that means, but your purpose in life is absolutely everything. It's tied to your destiny. It's tied to everything. And if you don't get there, it's that unfulfilled feeling that you're going to have. Right now, the premise of the show is to empower, right? The premise of the show is to empower. And you guys write that down, lock it away for me, because that's what The Grind was created to do. It was created to empower. Motivation is just a byproduct of you being empowered, right? So you get empowered on this show. Hopefully we teach you to empower yourself, you know, individually. Empower, you always talk about empower yourself. We talk about controlling the controls. We're talking about, you know, getting understanding as opposed to knowledge. You know, we're talking about self-healing here. We're talking about self-love. We're talking about you being in control of everything in your life. And this show is going to help you learn how to do that. And not only is it going to empower you, but it's going to give you some strategies to help you do what you need to do. Now, some of you are saying, well, I may be a doctor, or I may drive a garbage truck, or I may work at McDonald's, or whatever the case may be. And we said in an earlier show, ladies and gentlemen, that this show doesn't care what your skill set is. You don't care what your skill set is. It doesn't matter, right? Because once you apply the proper mindset to whatever you do, then it doesn't matter what you do. You can do anything that you put your mind to. You've heard that before, right? You've heard that cliche. You can do anything that you put your mind to. You may be a landscaper. You may be the guy that cuts the lawn. You may be the guy that cleans pools. You may be the guy that's washing cars at the local car wash. You may work at your local CVS or your Walgreens. You may work, ladies and gentlemen, at the mall somewhere. Wherever it is, you may be an electrician. You may be out there fixing cars and trucks. Whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen, you're doing it either because you have to or you want to. One of those ways. So however, for what reason you're doing it, and you may as well be the best at what you're doing. But here's what I believed. When I started that, when I started in corporate America, I was on a career path that would actually take me to a whole nother level of thinking, because I was plugged into something that required a lot of brain juice. And as each day went on, I really didn't want to be given that brain juice, right? So I became what you guys have heard me say. I became psychologically unemployable. And once I became psychologically unemployable, everything else for me in that arena was kind of downhill. I started my decline, because I started to steal away time from work to try and do this and do that. And eventually you can tell that my heart really wasn't in it. Now, there were some people that came to work every day and they were just like, man, they were in it. You could tell that this was all that they really aspired to. And some of you out there, if your aspirations, if your self-empowerment is through your individual skill set, then and it fulfills you, then it's what you were called to do. Everything else is kind of like a caveat. Everything else is something that feeds the ultimate fulfillment that you have. And only you can tell you what that is. That's why we're so big on controlling your controls. Because when you let somebody else sit in your control booth and tell you what to do, then you listen to every single thing and you don't have any feelings for yourself, then you're kind of breaking the mold that built you, right? You're never going to realize your individual purpose. Your purpose is always going to come from someone else and what they feel you should do, when you haven't spent time with yourself to figure out what it is that you do. Yeah, there are plenty of vehicles that you use to get to where you want to be in life. And your vehicles that you're using are very, very important. So don't squander them. We call vehicles opportunities, right? So your opportunities in life are going to be few and far in between, because there's a thing that we all know that we need to do most things that we do in life, and that's called money, right? You got to have some money to go out there in the world and accomplish some things that you need. Now, some of you are going to say, I don't need money. Money is so overrated. I can live my life without money. No problem. And it's funny that you say that. I'm going to tell you a little story. It's a movie. You know, you guys know I love movies, man. I love movies. Pam will tell you that I like to try to fit a movie into my life, you know, every other day or so, because I call time out to watch to sit down. It's reflection time. And I believe movies are so in tune to real life, because guess what? A real life person wrote the movie. So it's one perspective on life. For those of you that say, you know, I never have time to sit down and really, you know, watch stuff or listen to stuff, you're missing out on different perspectives in life. Well, I watched this movie the other day, and it was called, Wakefield. Yeah, I think it was called Wakefield. And man, this gentleman was living his life. He was married, and he was living his life, him, his wife, and they had two kids, a set of twins, right? So they were living their life, and he was in corporate America, and he started out, you know, he was making all of this money. He was in competition with the other people. Everything was vibrant. Everything was competition, just like corporate America is. And he started to make his money, and he was living the great lifestyle. He was, you know, making a great income. Everything was peachy keen, but his relationship sucked. His relationship was in shambles. His wife wanted to do this, and he didn't want her to do that. He had certain ways of things that he wanted to do. So they didn't agree on anything, right? So as time went on, this got worse and worse and worse. And the scripture came to mind. It said, "What profits a man to gain the world but lose his soul?" And ladies and gentlemen, here to tell you that's not just for men. That's for men and women. What profits you to gain everything but lose the very thing that you love? What profits you to gain everything but lose the very things, the very people, the very essence of what fulfills you? What profits you to gain the world materially but lose everything that you love, your soul, the things that make you fly, you know, from a spiritual perspective, from a mental perspective, love, happiness, you know, family? What profits you to gain the world and lose your soul? And that came to mind. So this gentleman decided that, you know, he came home from work one day and he took the train. And the train, there was a power outage, so he had to walk a little of the way home. And as he walked home, and it's probably a little less than a mile, but as he walked home, he was like, "This is weird." He said, "I've heard of power outages before." He said, "But I've just never heard of power outages on the train and things of that nature." So it gave him some time to reflect. Reflection is huge. You reflect on where you were and you reflect on where you are, but it gave him some time to reflect. And as he was walking home, he thought, he said, "Man, you know, my family doesn't, you know, really love me anymore. I'm out of touch with my wife. You know, the twins don't even speak to me anymore. They have a relationship with my wife, but they don't have a relationship with me." My beard's a little scraggly today. I'm gonna brush it. It's just the realest show ever. So, you know, you're saying I can't do that on YouTube? Yes, I can. So he goes, "I lost everything. You know, I just don't feel as if, you know, I got the car, I got the house, I got everything that I need. And, you know, from a physical perspective, you know, suits. I mean, I had it all." He had it all. So he's now wondering where did he go wrong? So he's reminiscing on what happened, and it kind of hit him. They stopped appreciating him. He stopped appreciating them for the essence of what they were and what they brought to the equation. So he went into, he started to go into the house, and he went to the garage. And he was one of those garages that was detached, and it had a room over top of the garage. So he went up the steps to get something that he wanted to take in the house. And he looked out the garage window. I'm telling you guys the movie, but I'm not going to tell you the whole movie. All right, so you can still go watch it if you want, but I'm not plugging for Wakefield, but it was a pretty good movie. So he looked out the garage window, and he decided, you know what, let me just see what they'll do if I don't come in right now. What will happen? Will they even notice that I'm missing, that I'm not here right now? What happened to me? I didn't make it home from work, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, so the details of the movie are great, but, you know, the long story short of the movie is that he started out just thinking that they were going to miss him for a little while. Well, they did. So he kept going. He just kept, I'm going to tell you guys how long he did this, but he kept going. He just kept staying in the attic, but he enjoyed the freedom that he had. Now, some of you are saying he just ran out on his family. And, you know, it can be construed as that as well. You know, but, you know, he lost his freedom. He lost his level of fulfillment. He lost his purpose. So as he's there, he realized that, you know what, maybe it's great not to have the creature comforts of life. I can fight for my own food, because he was going out, eating out of trash cans and whatever. So I'm not going to spoil the movie for you guys, because I want you to watch it. But, you know, this gentleman was, you know, trying to get his purpose back, you know, in life, and trying to the fulfillment. And ladies and gentlemen, I call it the two F's. You know, fulfillment brings about freedom. And once you're fulfilled, you're definitely going to be free. So he lost that. So he's trying to get it back. And that's when your life ends, is when you're not fulfilling your purpose. When you wake up every day and you say that, you know, I know I'm going to have some good days, I'm going to have some bad days, I'm going to have some great days as well. But when you realize that my great days are going to by far outweigh my bad days, my good days are going to by far outweigh my great days and my bad days. But the great days that I'm going to have are going to be the days that stretch me and they grow me. The days that I have that are gonna throw some curveballs at me, and I was able to catch those curveballs, or I was able to knock those curveballs out of the park. You see, a lot of us don't get started because we're so in tune to anticipating what's going to happen that we freeze. So the short message this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is for you to empower yourself enough to know that things are going to happen in life, no matter what. Things are going to happen. And when things happen in life, you have to understand that they're supposed to happen. And it's a tough thing to get past some of the things that happen. I'm going to tell you right now, I know. Been there, done that, and I do. Do I think it's going to happen again? Absolutely. And I'm going to have to eat the words that I'm speaking right now. You know, and I'm going to be first partaker. I'm going to have to empower myself enough to understand that I got to get up and I got to keep moving, because there's three things, all right, three words that I can say that's going to sum up life as a whole, three words. It goes on. With or without you, ladies and gentlemen, it goes on. You have to make the conscious decision to actually be a part of it and move forward, because the longer you stay where you are, stay flat on your back, then the longer you're going to be out of what's going on, and the harder it's going to be for you to catch up to where you need to be. So this message this morning is for somebody. This show is what I'm talking about this morning was put on my spirit, and it's ready for somebody to get up off your back right now and move out and do the things that you were called to do, and stop worrying about what everybody else thinks. Stop worrying about what happened yesterday. Stop worrying about what happened last week. Stop worrying about what happened last month, and move yourself forward into the future. Build your now to create a better future. The past has never created a great future for anyone. So if you get up from where you are right now, and I'm not talking to you that are physically laying in the bed. I'm talking to you that are mentally laying in the bed. I'm talking to you that are putting up that facade, that mask that says I'm okay and I'm really not okay. I'm torn up inside. I'm hurting inside. And the empowerment of this show says that you have to control those controls, and you can't change anything until you control it and you own it, right? If you own it, then you can fix it. Right? So I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that it's your time to get up and to move and to do something different than what you're accustomed to doing right now. And it's going to give you a different result from what you've been accustomed to doing. So for those of you that can hear me this morning, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make this a long show, but I did want to come on and speak to somebody today. I wanted to bridge a gap. Even if it's just one person, then we've accomplished what we set out to accomplish on this show this morning. And somebody out there needed to hear that they need to empower themselves. You have the power to empower yourself and to get up and move forward, no matter what anybody else. You move forward, you do what you know you're supposed to do, and things that are supposed to happen will start to fall into place for you, but nothing happens until you start. So, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you guys. Thank you for chiming into the grind, man. You know, we'll see you guys bright and early on Tuesday morning. We're going to do something different Tuesday morning, so we want you to chime into not Facebook Live, because that platform's not coming back on, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Not coming back on. We want you to chime into the Grind Radio .com. And that way you'll be able to make your comments on grindradio.com and everything. I miss you guys this morning, checking in and all of that good stuff from Facebook. We have to learn how to transition from one level in life to the next level. And once your transition game gets great, that's when you start to become great. So God bless you guys. Remember, it's not over until God says it's
of that too, this weight up on my shoulder. If joy comes in the morning, how much longer? Do I knock on heaven's door? Cause it won't open. Can't breathe, too broken to believe.
See, I know that you've been here before.
But if you look closer, the thing that didn't kill you made you stronger. That's why it's not over.
It's not over.
Yeah.
If you got air to breathe, it's not over.
Yeah.
Don't believe everything you see. You're a fighter. Weapons from somewhere higher. They light up when you boast. If God said it's not over, get up. It's not over.
Get up.
It's not over. Get up. It's not over.
Are you ready? Running, but you don't know where you headed. The prize is never greater than the lesson. The cross you carried really was your blessing. So breathe, can't fight what you can't see. Come on.
See, I know that you've been here before.
But look, see, you made it. All the nights you hated, they just made you stronger. That's why it's not over.
God is your source, and the source wants you to know.
It's not over.